Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is time for a new episode of the Sixth Man Podcast, talking about Canada's favorite team, the Toronto Raptors. That's right. I didn't pause there because I was just thinking it's not just Canada that loves the Raptors. Come on. It's worldwide, right? It's not just Canada. Because when you go to a Detroit Pistons game, and I've been there at the Palace of Auburn Hills, there's more Raptors fans in the stands when the Raptors play the Pistons than there are Pistons fans. It is still one of the most hilarious things in all of professional sports, in my opinion, is going to one of those games. All right. What is going on in Raptor land? Well, to be honest with you, it's been kind of slow. All right. It really has. A lot of people expecting a lot of big trades. There's been a lot of big talk, but really no movement. And it's quite incredible, to be honest with you, because whether or not you subscribe to the idea of where there's smoke, there's fire. There's definitely been smoke, but not enough fire. It keeps fading out. It's like going to fire in Survivor, and one person is just clearly outmatched over the other, and they can't even get that flint going. And it's brutal. Kyrie Irving, still with the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Durant still with the Brooklyn Nets. Russell Westbrook still with the LA Lakers. Scotty Barnes not traded. OG Anunoby not traded. I thought OG, if they're going to add a big piece and try and move the needle, I thought OG would be certainly the one that would be packaged. Whether it was part of a Kevin Durant deal, which I still think, I think it would have happened. I think the Raptors made an offer, but I just think Brooklyn's idea of what they're want or what they want back is just so astronomically high. That's why a deal hasn't been done. Take what you can. I mean, take what you can. If he has told you, and we don't know that definitively because he hasn't made any public statements, but if he has definitively told your management team, I want out of here, get what you can. Because even though you could say, oh, the guy's a consummate professional, subconscious, I'm a big believer in the subconscious. He's out there thinking, I don't want to be here. You do not want a player like that on the floor, and certainly a player of that caliber that you're building around. Now, I'm not saying settle for a bag of balls and Groupon discount certificate, but you got to get something back. But if you can get, you know, good players back and draft capital, and you know, the faster you make a clear picture of what your future is going to be, the better. And right now it is murky, to say the least, in Brooklyn, because not only is Kevin Durant an issue, Kyrie Irving as well. So lots to fix there, but there's been no movement. The Raptors, of course, adding Otto Porter Jr., which I thought was a really good signing, but still creating a bit of a logjam, which has got so many guys that are like 6'8", 6'9", can play the wing and defend multiple positions. Okay, it's a good thing, but, you know, aside from adding Koloko, not much else, right? He's a true 7-footer, but he's like Kevin Garnett thin. Like Kevin Garnett, first year in the league, coming out of high school thin. He is a thin dude. But I mean, there's still, it could be worse. He's not Manute Bol thin either, but he's still pretty thin. Got a lot of work to do. I think the Raptors are quite content at this point with going forward with their team. Definitely keep checking in on Miles Turner. There's a lot of talk there. They want to package Buddy Hield and get out of that contract. Raptors need three-point shooting, more consistent three-point shooting, which Hield would provide. And Miles Turner, I would take a look at it, but I still think that's going to cost you OG. Here's the thing. I'm hoping Malachi Flynn's trade value is going up and up and up. When he's playing in these summer leagues and dropping 73 points, 52 points, hopefully some GM or some scouts are looking at him going, that guy's wasting away on the bench in Toronto. We should nab him up, and maybe the Raptors get a good return for him. Or just building up that draft capital. Like I said, now it's like OG, Malachi, some firsts, maybe going after a guy like Miles Turner or Buddy Hield, and you don't have to include Gary Trent Jr. You know what I mean? A lot of things that you can do. It'll be interesting to see what the Raptors do with their roster, because it's looking pretty full. It's starting to look pretty crowded, and there's going to be kind of one spot left to decide between like three guys, okay? Because they signed Juan Hernan Gomez, better known as Bo Cruz from the movie Hustle on Netflix. That's right. We got Bo Cruz. He is coming to our team officially on a one-year deal, but where else are they going to fill out the roster? So you've got Justin Champagny as an option there. You've got Delano Banton, another option there. Will Koloko be on that opening day roster? I don't know about that. Hernan Gomez, like I said, you still got Svi Mihalik hiding in the wings there. People forget we actually have him. I was surprised. The Raptors recently waived Armani Brooks, And I was surprised it wasn't Svi. I guess Armani's deal wasn't guaranteed, but in the realm of the NBA, when Svi's only making like a million or two, it sounds like a lot of money to me and you, but it really isn't in the grand scheme of things. So not quite sure what they're going to do with him. But you also look at him and go, even though he didn't play a ton last year, I was pretty excited about him. He is arguably one of their better three-point shooters, and they still need that, right? They still need that. What else is going on in Raptors land? Kind of gearing up for training camp, man. It's going to be here before you know it next month. Scotty Barnes posting a lot of workout videos. This is how much I love this kid. Scotty Barnes, my new favorite Toronto Raptor. He posted on his birthday. By the way, Scotty and I have the exact same birthday, August 1st. How cool is that? Also, August 1st is Vince Carter Day in Toronto. We got the same birthday. On his birthday, he's posting workout videos. I mean, no rest for the wicked, right? This guy wants to get better fast. Also, a lot of people commenting on Scotty's clutchness, because on his birthday, he posted another video where he went bowling on his birthday, and he won the game against his friends who he was playing against by one pin. He was like, let's go. And that's some clutch. He won by one pin on the last frame. He got it. And people are saying, oh, we got a clutch one here. Guy's got ice in his veins when it comes to bowling. Hopefully it transitions into basketball. I'm sure it will. But Scotty balling out in the bowling style there. There you go. So who will be on the Raptors' final roster? It's still too early to say, but there's a lot of different avenues they can go, of course. Koloko, what kind of impact will he have early on? I really think he's destined for the 905. Absolutely. But I think it's going to be one of those situations for sure where, just like Banton and Champagny, where they were sort of bouncing back and forth, like technically playing two games in one day where they play for the 905 and then come up and be on the Raptors bench that particular game. I'm also very, very excited, growing more and more excited about Precious Achiuwa this coming season, because there's a lot of talk out there between three guys that are really improving over the summer for the Raptors. Malachi Flynn, I already touched on that one. All right. He just headlined a Pro-Am game. That he's balled out and scored another huge amount of points. Precious Achiuwa, definitely another guy. Nick Nurse saying in a recent interview where he was in Turkey, I believe, he said, can't wait for people to see Precious Achiuwa. He's looking to make a big jump this year. And then Scotty Barnes also talked about him as well. We'll see. We'll see if who is going to be, who do you think is going to have the most improvement this season coming? Is it going to be Precious Achiuwa, Scotty Barnes? Malachi Flynn might be unfair to just be, to say, because he probably won't get that much playing time. But between those two, Scotty Barnes and Precious Achiuwa, who do you think takes the next big leap this season? I would say Scotty, but I'm keeping an eye on Precious. I'm keeping an eye on it. I think he's going to have a big, big season for sure. Shout out to former Raptor Damare Carroll, who just joined the Bucks coaching staff. Is this a sign that you're getting older, right? You know, remember bus fare going up in price and you know, a loaf of bread used to cost this much. Now, players that you remember playing, and it doesn't seem like that long ago, are going into coaching roles. It's unbelievable. I remember the one that really cut me deep was when I saw Katina Mobley in the Big Three, and he was just like pure gray hair. I was like, ugh. I remember him hanging out at Vince's slam dunk competition with Steve Francis, and I was always Katino Mobley was one of those guys. He actually was always a Raptors killer. I always hated that guy because he always played really well against the Raptors. So like I said, Scotty Barnes, Precious Achiuwa getting a lot of buzz that they're vastly improved. The Raptors opening up a training camp spot by waiving Armani Brooks. And as far as trade talks is concerned, really, like I said, died down on Kevin Durant. Nothing really coming out at all about the Raptors still being involved. I think they've made their pitch. I think it was centered around OG, Gary Trent Jr., and one of either Thad or Kem Birch, probably a Kem Birch, and then multiple draft picks. I think that's their offer. I think they're sticking to it. And now there's more rumors going around about the Raptors being one of the teams interested in the Spider-Man, Donovan Mitchell from Utah. Would love to have him once again. If some of the rumors are true, like the Knicks were after him and leaked out that the Knicks or Utah was asking for like 7 or 8 first round picks, I really think it's getting extremely dangerous how, if you like transactions and trades and stuff in the NBA, it's getting extremely dangerous how out of control the trades are getting, right? Like, and I think that the major tipping point there was that Rudy Gobert trade. I mean, 6 first round picks for Rudy Gobert. Yeah, defensive player of the year, you could be again, but that's a lot. That's a lot. And you have to go, well, if Rudy Gobert gets 6 first-round picks, what does Kevin Durant get? 27? 27 first-round picks? What does Donovan Mitchell get? 21? I don't know. I think these draft pick compensation and the halls are just getting a little astronomically high, and I can appreciate that every team wants to get the most bang for their buck, but they're going to get so out of control that if, you know, one ACL, one you know, some player blows out their ACL, one of these star players, they go down 4 years, they're out, they're not the same again, and then this team that trades for them goes back to the dark ages for 10 years because they don't have any first-round picks anymore. I don't know if that's good for business. I really don't think it is. I think there should almost be like a cap in trades where you can't trade more than 3 first-round picks or something like that. I really think so. It can only get worse after that Rudy Gobert trade when stars want to be traded and they're just getting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 picks. I think it'll get out of control. I really do. I think eventually, not next year, the year after, but the NBA might have to step in at some point and put up some sort of cap of draft capital that you can give up. Otherwise, these small market teams, they're trying to get stars, right? They're trying to get them all the time. And then they're going to trade away their future draft capital and have nothing left. So it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope for sure. But the Raptors, always in on the conversations. Will they do anything? I don't know. I still go back to thinking that Masai and Bobby want that bona fide star. And no matter how you try and cut it, Pascal is a good player, very good player. But shades of DeMar DeRozan all over again. He's just very, very good. He has to really come out and wow right from the get-go and not have these prolonged lulls where he's not playing defense, he's shooting too much, and just fades into obscurity in the games. I mean, it's going to happen every once in a blue moon, but for Pascal, it happens a bit too often. And yes, when you look at, as opposed to the snapshot of those games and then look at the big picture at the end of the year, I watch every single game. And it's like, oh, wow, you're like, he was in the top 4 statistically with some pretty elite players, but you're like, he's not, he lost some pretty crucial games by fading out and not being there, especially come playoff time. So I still think Bobby and Masai are keeping an eye on that. And if he doesn't do it this year, really elevate his game and elevate the team to say, no, I got this. I can definitely see a trade coming for Pascal to then refocus and build around Scottie Barnes. I can totally see it. And some talk about Fred VanVleet after this season, going back into free agency, the Raptors prepared to offer him a $110 million extension. There you go. Freddie V. Got to lock him down. Got to lock him. Love Freddie. But he's also got to stay healthy. He's starting to get a myriad of injury issues over the past couple of seasons. Hips are tricky things. All right? Get him to Alex McKechnie. Get him to a great veterinarian that can do a hip dysplasia surgery that works with golden retrievers or whatever you got to do. Fix Freddie. Fix Freddie. We need him bad. And make sure he's operating at 100%. I really hope he never hears that. I'm not saying it. But he's our new Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet. I mean, he's just the heart of the team, and I love him to death. So got to get him right. Got to get him playing well and consistently. That's what we need. Hey, more news drops. I will be back to tell you about it and talk more, but that's the big question for the day today. Who do you think takes the biggest jump this season? A lot of talk around Scottie Barnes and a lot of talk around Precious Achiuwa. They'll both be most likely starters. Well, Scottie certainly will be. Precious will start, I think. I think it'll go, well, no, is there room for him? Is there room for him? No, he'd probably be the first man off the bench, I think, Precious. I think you've got Pascal, OG, Scottie, and then Gary and Fred. Yeah, that'll be your starting five. Precious, first man off the bench. Then probably Otto Porter Jr. Probably forgetting some people, but I think that's the way it'll go. Who do you think will take the biggest lead? Precious versus Scottie. That's it for this week. We will see you next time. Any big news comes up, I will jump on and cover it for you guys, but getting more and more exciting with training camp getting closer and closer. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at the Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of the Sixth Man Podcast.